producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Guess who's back? Yay! The Shamester's back, yeah. Well, and I must say that the guys did a great job last week, but they're just not you. What can I tell you?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
really did. And we were all worried about you, so we're really glad you're back. I just kept telling people you ate too much birthday cake. You know, that 5-year-olds can eat all that cake. But, you know, once you get to a certain age, it's the birthday cake overdose story.
Yeah, the overdose. Yeah.
So we're glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of overdose, I'll tell you what the story is. I hate buffets. I am now going to go. I'm going to start an official I hate buffets website or something.
Never been a fan of buffets either.
Because you eat too much.
And the food,
right?
The food is never that great at those. I don't think I've ever had good.
All right, I want to give you an exception to that. A woman in the ladies. All right, here's the story. I have a friend, the Rainbow Room, the iconic on top of the Rockefeller Center, top of the Rock. Just reopened. It opened like 2 weeks ago.
No kidding. All right.
And yeah, I'd been there maybe. I'd actually been there a little bit, but it closed. You know, the 2008 just really clobbered it. So, and it was owned by, I guess, the Cipriani family, which I didn't know previously. And so they did this huge renovation, and this new corporation has taken it over, and it reopened. A hugely expensive renovation, and it's open now. 2 days a week, it's open for Sunday brunch and Monday dinner. Monday lunch and dinner, I think, both. And my friend is kind of, she's a foodie, and so she really, you know, she reads New York Magazine, and she's always like, well, let's go to this restaurant. Okay, great. And I'm certainly always willing to go along. I mean, listen, I'm just as happy at the neighborhood diner, but it's fun, you know, and she likes doing it. And so she said, okay, let's go there. And I said, okay, sounds great. And so she said, so she called me back and said, they're not taking reservations till essentially January. You know, they're booked up.
Oh, boy.
Booked solid.
Yeah, wow.
She said, can you get us in? And, you know, I never know about things like that. I never, ever, ever use the, hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown routine for myself. People have used it without telling me in the past, which is not a very good idea. Because, like, somebody called up and made a reservation at a restaurant that they couldn't get into, and they used my name. And then when I didn't show up, the guy was really mad, and I didn't know anything about it. I only knew about it years later. And I actually went on a date with somebody years ago who said, wow, this restaurant's really hard to get into. And I said, well, that's great. Congratulations. He said, yeah, I used your name. Because there's always a quid pro quo. I mean, yeah. So, yeah. I never used my name. But she said, can you get us in? I don't know. So I called up, and they said, well, we're taking reservations January. And I said, well, does it do any good that I'm press? And she said, no. I said, well, does it do any good that my birthday? And she said, well, you know, let me see what I can do. I'll put you on the waiting list. I said, well, how many people are on the waiting list? She said, you're on the waiting list. So I called last week. I called the middle of the week, and I don't know if it's the same woman. I think it may have been. Cell phones are so bad. I'm fairly good at hearing differences in voices. I mean, that's what I do for a living. But cell phones sort of block out so much information that I wasn't sure it was the same woman. So I called and I said, hi. And she said, oh, I was just thinking about you. I've been listening to your program. And I thought, I think this just got significantly easier. And she said, look, the only reservation I have is at 1 o'clock. And I said, done. So I called my friend, who was just delighted. So off we went on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And 1 o'clock on Sunday brunch is kind of an odd time because, especially for her, I'm perfectly fine on eating, you know, having a cup of tea or something at 10 o'clock in the morning and then just not eating anything before brunch. But she's, you know, a three-meal-a-day kind of person. So, and I end up, so anyway, we had a little bit of stuff and then go in. And first of all, the room is gorgeous. Now, you have to remember, it's 65 stories up. and it faces the Empire State Building. So it's directly, you can see literally, and yesterday was cold here, which meant it was also clear. It was cloudy when it began, but it was really clear. So you could see literally the from 49th Street, from Midtown, down to, you could see the East River, you could see the Hudson River, you could see all the way down the World Trade Center. You cannot see the Statue of Liberty, I don't think, from there. I think the angles, maybe you could have. I mean, spectacular view. And the room has all been done in, they have crystals on the windows, so the light reflects like you're inside of a a paperweight.
Wow.
Yeah, a gorgeous chandelier. It's all done in shades of gray and eggshell, so it's very elegant. And they have this huge buffet thing in the middle, which, I mean, and they have Indian food, and they have omelets, and they have crepes, and they have 15 different kinds of animal, and they have sushi and breads and, you know, salads and desserts, which luckily I did not find till the end, or I just would have blown off everything else and just started with the desserts and worked backwards, which I always think is a good idea. Life is short and unpredictable, and therefore eat dessert first. But I mean, the problem is that, you know, I'm for a fairly moderate eater. I'm relatively disciplined, and I, you know, sort of when your stomach says okay enough, and maybe if I love something, I'll have a tiny, tiny second taste of it, you know, second helping, but tiny. But with a buffet and all these different possibilities, and they had shrimp and crab and all this kind of stuff, my friend paid for it, and I have a feeling I would be nauseated by how expensive it was. But it was, I mean, and the service, they're hot and cold running waiters. I mean, and well, the first thing I did when we walked in is, first of all, you have to check in. Like, I've gotten into the Pentagon more easily than I've gotten in the Rainbow Room. True story. I mean, they check you for plane, and you have an ID, and whatever, and you have to go to the stairway, and whatever. So, so we go in, and we've got this wonderful table, you know, right by the window. But the chairs, because there are just two of us, are facing into the room. And I said, how about we switch the chairs around? And my friend is one of those kind of people. She's a really good rule follower, and I am not. I know this comes as a great shock to all of you. And so I said, can we move the chairs around? And so the guy who seated us got the maitre d' over, who was not amused with me at all. But then the guy who seated us just whispered in my ear, he said, wait till your server comes over and they'll switch you. Because he wanted to do it.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, I was perfectly willing to just move the chair around. I mean,
right.
It's not
right.
Like,
how hard, how tough,
because you have the choice of either looking at all these other people, which were, and they have a jazz singer there. I mean, it's really elegant and lovely. And everybody should do it once, but you may have to save up and make reservations in advance. But and a lot of the food was exceptional. Some of it was not, I think. But I mean, there were probably like maybe a couple hundred options here.
Wow.
And like they had kids' food. They also had these little tiny, like looked like little tiny miniature Coke bottles that were called milkshakes. And I don't know what they put in them, and I don't know how they made them, but they were delicious. And
really?
They did this wonderful thing for desserts. Instead of having a huge big slice of something, you had little tiny portions of stuff, which is great. So you could taste lots of different things. But you know, at the end of it, you're sort of nauseous. And you hate yourself. But it's expensive enough, I assume, and I don't even want to know, and elegant enough, and it smells delicious. It's all beautiful and elegant, and all the staff are so exceptionally friendly, and someone will say, do you have any questions? Can I help you with this? Would you like this? I mean, it's just, it was a great experience. But given the choice of facing the food and the diners,
right,
or the Empire State Building,
yeah.
So we did the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And once I did it, everybody in the room did it.
Nice.
So I'm sure I'm on the maitre d's, you know, sort of do not let her in. You know, do not give her a reservation. But so I guess my point about all this was, first of all, it's an elegant, once-in-a-lifetime experience. And a huge amount, I would not say 100%, but I would say 80 to 85% of the food was exceptional. Of the stuff I tried, including they had like individual chicken pot pies with truffles. I mean, that's pretty good.
Boy, oh boy, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, little tiny ones.
Ouch.
And they had, like, at one point, they would make you your very own little risotto, and they said, do you want truffles on this? I think there's only one answer. Do you want truffles on this?
Yeah, I think I would end up gaining about 5-10 pounds in one day there.
Exactly, exactly. And you sort of look at yourself when you come home and think, oh. But so we're going to do bread crusts and water the rest of the week, but it was probably worth it. So that was my comment about number one. That, but I'm gonna start a national movement to ban buffets for those of us who are like me. All right, 855. Call up and tell me what you want to ban. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life.
It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, one of the things that might be kind of fun to talk about at some point is somebody's favorite place that they went for, like, you know, special events.
Because
I think there are. I mean, I've sort of reviewed things and said, look, this place is, it's too expensive for doing on anything except a special event. But there are really special events that they're, you know, that are just worth the, because they are once in a lifetime kinds of things. It might be kind of fun to do.
Sure. Even like a Disney World, Disneyland sort of thing, or whatever, I suppose could fit into that.
Yeah, you know, my problem about Disney, and I've been there, I've actually worked out of there, which is really fun.
They have
a 1940s, like, Art Deco, state-of-the-art studio there.
Wow, cool.
So, yeah, if we ever get a chance to do that, maybe we'll...
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun, yeah.
Have you and the kids down. Although I think Disney World is not for young kids. It's too, the lines are too long, it's, most of the rides are for, I think, like, 10 and up is great for Disney, but I think, like, 5-year-olds, the only one they like is the It's a Small World.
Okay.
And once you've done that, it's in your head forever.
Really? So, yeah. the song, you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So one of the things that's been happening is, I don't know, because you've been kind of, it'd be an interesting thing because you were in a situation where people were worrying about your health. Were people talking about Ebola in hospitals where you were around or not?
A little bit. Yeah, not a whole lot. I don't, you know, I suppose they don't want to make people too upset and worried, but yeah.
Apparently in New York, there's a thing that's gone out from EMTs that said, the fire department, I think, in EMTs, that said you're not allowed to say the word Ebola on the,
I bet, yeah.
On a cell phone.
Oh, on a cell phone? Wow,
yeah.
No kidding.
Or, you know, anytime you call in, that if you think there's something suspected, what you're supposed to do is call it FT, foreign travel.
Ah, interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, this is brand new, because I suppose not to panic people, because apparently there have been in New York City, there are eight hospitals that are designated as quarantine areas. Because they're saying, you know, this is a big city with a lot of foreign travels. But also that that there have been 83 people, and that was of last week, so it's probably been more than that, who reported to hospitals thinking they had Ebola, which they didn't.
And
so it's going to be, yeah.
We mentioned that, I think, on a previous show, too.
Yeah, because the symptoms are so diverse and non-specific.
Right.
All right, so this is what I spent a lot of time doing over the weekend. I literally have been talking to people on the subway about this, because people are frightened about it, and there's this huge discrepancy between what politicians are saying and what the news media is saying, because there's not much overlap. Politicians and the CDC are saying low risk, not much of a problem, unlikely. So the political part of the country is saying, you know, we're okay. And the news media say, oh, my God, another person has died. You know, that somebody was on an airline and they're checking all these people in Florida. And so between those two, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. And don't worry, everything's okay. It's kind of me, which is saying, look, one of two things is true. Either... the thing that's not true is that this is a controllable phenomenon at this moment. I mean, the numbers are just truly terrifying if you look at Africa, which, of course, is where we're looking. So that's that it's clearly not controllable in any normal sense of the word at this moment. So it seems to me that what we're dealing with is whether or not... I mean, you have to remember that in worst-case scenario, that 20% of the people exposed survive it. So the question is... why? Who are these people and why did they survive it? And nobody has the answer to that at this moment. All right? So the question is the fact that the United States healthcare and Canadian healthcare in general is in so much, you know, we're healthier, we live longer, we have better nutrition, we have better access to healthcare, you know, all sorts of interesting sort of phenomena that make us significantly different than the population in Liberia. So and the combination of that and perhaps the medical system. I have less, to be quite honest, I have less faith in the medical system than I do the fact that we're just better, you know, we're in better shape. We have
right.
better nutrition. We have better sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have, you know, in theory, probably stronger immune systems, yada, yada. All right, so. So at which point there's really nothing to worry about particularly. Does that mean that some people are going to get sick? Yeah, probably. But some people get sick from everything. I mean, you know, from flu, from strep, from staph, from tuberculosis, from everything. That things are not much of a threat to the population in general. All right, so, or the other possibility is none of that's true, and in fact, this is going to be a pandemic. And people are saying, well, I'm going to stay in my house. You know, I'm going to lock myself in my house. I said, and do what? I mean, where do you think you're going to get food? Or, I mean, the system, if 80% of the population in the next, what, 6 months is gone? How do you think, I mean, things are not going to be, you're not going to be able to go to the grocery store and buy eggs. Let's face
right.
it, you're just not.
Yep. Yep.
So, but either way, it seems to me that there's really nothing you can do. I mean, you know, there really isn't. If there's nothing you can do, why would you spend a second worrying about it? So my whole solution to this is for the next 2 months, I'm not putting money in my retirement account. Just fine. That's my way of dealing with it, right?
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
That the logic is there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really get my head around the fact that, you know, that a year from now, 80% of the population will be gone, which would probably. And people said, what are you going to do? I said, I'll stay on the air as long as I can doing what I do, which is sort of calming people down and saying, okay, here's what we can do and here's what we can't do. But, I mean, what else are you going to do? Because there's if they're either we're okay and we're worried now. Remember killer bees? Killer bees
yeah,
are going to get us.
Story, yeah.
Remember Asian flu a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
That it was going to wipe yep, everybody out.
Yep, the Asian flu, yeah.
Yeah. So, and people are really panicking. But, I mean, the point is the panic doesn't buy you anything except some stomach acid, which probably most of us have more than we need. So, but it did occur to me that one of the things we could do here, because for me, it really, you know, I mean, look, I'm a human being too, and the idea of saying, well, you know, everybody you know, including yourself, is going to be wiped out is not one of those things to say, oh, good, well, let's celebrate. I mean, you know, it doesn't make me any happier to make anybody else. But when I decided that my response to it was just to not put any money in my retirement account for the next 2 months. And when I saw a pair of boots that I thought, I don't need those. I bought them.
Nice.
You know, and it's just a matter of, and I decided, you know, okay, I'm going to go see my mom. You know, just, so I thought what we'd put up on Facebook is, and not necessarily referring to Ebola, because I really, you know, this is the sixth or seventh variation of Ebola. I mean, it's been around for a long time. And every time it comes out, that everybody panics, perhaps not to this level, but so I thought we'd put up on Facebook because hopefully it will help you in the same way it helped me. Once I have a plan, I'm okay. So I thought we'd put up on Facebook, you know, if you had, you know, if you knew that you had a limited amount of time, what would you do? What would you do? And hopefully not only thinking about it, but maybe doing some of the stuff, except one of my friends who actually found out that he had cancer ran into $1 million worth of debt, which I don't actually recommend. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Penelope, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I like the show. Thank you so much for all the help.
Well, my pleasure. How am I going to help you today?
I'm feeling speaking very low because I'm at work. It's about my mother-in-law. How can I answer her? Every time we get together, she with some relatives, she mentions that she will not babysit for my son. She's been saying this from before I have the baby. And I'm getting kind of tired. How do I respond to this?
Wait a minute. So your mother-in-law, how old is your mother-in-law?
I think she's 58. 58.
Okay. And how old's your child?
It's going to be 10 months this week.
Okay. So she visits, yes?
No. She's the ones that usually would take the baby over there.
Okay. But I mean,
Well,
but look, I don't think it says in the grandmother contract you have to babysit. I think it says...
No. I understand that. But why does she have to tell relatives every single time that she will not?
Well, I mean, look, she's probably feeling defensive about it, Penelope. I mean, and when that child gets a little older, she may very well be much more, she may be more the anti-MAME rather than the Grandma Moses kind of mother-in-law and grandmother, that she's not crazy about babies. And it's not your baby. It's not you. It's just that she views herself. She's a relatively young woman, and she views herself as having a life. Does she have a job? Does she have a career?
Yeah, she does. But, you know, I understand that. Well, why does she have to announce it to every single relative every single time we get together?
Well, why
don't
I've
never
asked
her for any help.
But what, I got it.
Why the comment?
Okay, so that's what you're feeling. You're feeling like somehow she's suggesting that you're asking her to babysit.
Well, that's what I think. That's what people are thinking.
I don't think it's what she's thinking. I think it sounds to me, to a certain extent, your mother-in-law may be a bit of a drama queen, and she's saying, "I'm not ready to be a grandmother. I want to be a young, sexy, hot mama, and I'm not babysit. You know, I'm not going to babysit." And I think she's setting out her turf. Of saying, you know, I'm not going to be like you women who have nothing better to do and go and, you know, take pictures of your grandchildren. I think it's much more about her than it is about you or the baby or even her son. That she's just saying that's not the case.
But it's embarrassing, you know?
Why? Why? It doesn't say anything about you.
Yes, it does, because people are going to think that I'm, like, calling her or asking her for help all the time when that's not even the case.
Why do you think that people would think that? First of all, if people are going to think anything, I think what they're going to think is, wow, you're not a very good grandmother, because most people are thrilled.
I know.
You know, most people are thrilled to be around their grandchildren, and their major complaint with their daughter-in-law is that she never lets me babysit. I think you're taking it much too personally, Sugar Plum. I really do. And what I would do if
really?
She's... Honest. What I would do if she says it around you, I would just laugh and say, yeah, I think you're much more the anti-meme kind of grandma than the Grandma Moses. And that way you're not insulting her. You're giving her some kind of positive reinforcement, and maybe she'll stop. But I don't think it's, I really don't think anybody would think it's anything about you.
It's embarrassing.
Well, but it doesn't, it's still not clear why you'd think it was embarrassing. Do you ask your mom to babysit a lot?
No, never. And nobody. Nobody, I don't ask anybody.
Okay, so,
you know,
Penelope, is there a possibility that she's feeling that she wants to ask you, that she wants you to ask her to babysit? And she's saying that because that way it doesn't hurt her feelings because you haven't asked her?
But this is something that she started saying from way before I even got pregnant.
I know. Do you have a good relationship with your mother-in-law?
I think so. Yeah, chit chat and stuff. Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what. If you have a good relationship with her, I'll tell you what. If you have a good relationship with her, I would take her out for lunch without the baby, just the two of you having a girl lunch or a manicure, pedicure, or a massage, or, you know, shopping or something, movie, go see Gravity, and say, hey, listen, I just want to make sure that you know that you're always welcome to see Junior, but I'd never impose on you. And she'd say, well, I know that. And say, well, then I'm a little confused by your statement that you never would babysit. Because, you know, if you'd like to be asked, I would be delighted to have you do that. But there's certainly no problem about, you know, you not babysitting. So if you already have a good relationship with her, I take her out and just say, you know, I'm a little surprised by that comment. Because you're welcome to babysit if you'd like. And you certainly don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay.
All right, because okay. I certainly wouldn't take it personally, and I wouldn't be embarrassed by it. But I think your curiosity is a legitimate issue. I'd ask her. When in doubt, ask.
Okay.
All right.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, kiddo. Just remember that you're Auntie Mame rather than Grandma Moses. All right, because that'll make her feel good rather than bad.
Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Denise. What's on your mind today, Cookie?
I enjoy your show and I respect your opinion. I have kind of an odd situation. My our good friend's daughter is getting married in the spring.
Okay.
The daughter is in her 30s, and she has a very good job. She has a very good job, and she has a house. She's been living with her fiance for over a year, and she's already had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having a big wedding, you know, the white dress and the cake and the hotel reception and everything. And I love her mother and father very much. I mean, we're real good friends with them. I have no idea what to take to this wedding as far as a present goes or anything. So
yeah.
It's kind of all backwards. Actually, she's got more than I do. But
yeah. All right. Let me just...
Thoughts?
Yeah, let me just stop you and move you backward a little bit, and then we'll go forward about the old idea that to be able to be married in white, you have to be a virgin means only third graders get married in white anymore.
Oh,
so
yes.
You know what
yes.
are you going to do?
Of course.
And you and I may sort of think, look, at least they're getting married and they're going to legitimize the baby and they go forward. You may want to ask the mom if she's registered any place, if the bride is registered any place. So that's
okay.
One possibility. I'm from the land of you get somebody something, you buy them china, or you buy them a place setting, or you buy them a silver candlestick or something. But I moved to the land of cash. And in this part of the world, nobody ever sort of asks where everybody's registered. They just pony up the money. So I think that, cash is always the right size and color. But you could certainly, you can ask the mom if they are registered. And maybe with a new baby, you could make a... in the old days, people used to give government bonds to the baby, which is so they would mature over time. So I think whatever it is that you want to do, that certainly doing something sentimental, because it sounds like the bride, among other things, is sentimental. So taking the wedding invitation, for example, and going and finding an antique silver frame at a flea market or something, I think is always a lovely gift. And you just give them their wedding invitation in a frame is really nice.
Uh-huh.
So
okay, so sort of traditional wedding gift.
Well, yeah, because it's clear that she wants to have a traditional. But that's her sort of statement at this moment is that she wants to do it traditionally. So, and it may be that I mean, certainly the only time in your life you're ever going to get a silver platter, or
right,
a place
right.
setting, or a crystal, or a cake server. So, and it does sound to me given. Unless her mother is just the one who's gotten behind this and said, I want you to be married in white. But it sounds to me that the bride may be sentimental, and that may be the way to go on it. But it's certainly given the fact that you're friends with the mother of the bride asking if she's registered any place. And again, I'm of the school of life that says that the gift should reflect the donor as well as the recipient. So whatever it is that you'd sort of like to do, do you know this young woman very well?
Not real well. I mean, I'm more friends with her mother.
Yeah.
She's works for the government, so she travels a lot. So she's all over the place. She hasn't lived with her parents for a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she's been stationed in different parts of the country and overseas and all. And I mean, she's not in the military, but she works in different in an office for the government. But she recently just, met somebody a couple years ago, and she got a house. And I mean, I don't mean to sound old school, because I'm really not. But I thought the idea of a wedding present was to get you things that you needed for your house, like your cookware and your china, and she's got all that. So that's why I was kind of like, well, gosh, what do you get somebody?
But you may want to do some of sort of the more traditional things. As I said, either the silver or something whacked, like a pasta maker or something like that, or maybe especially with a new baby, maybe you can make your own bread or something of that sort. I think a gift certificate, something like Bed Bath and Beyond or something of that sort, where they can go and pick out what they want. But as I said, I'm not much of a cash or gift certificate. I really like to go and shop for somebody. But I think asking. And especially if they've been together for a long time, things like monograph towels. Because, even if you have towels, you're always going to run out of towels. So, they're going to get old.
You can't go wrong with towels.
Pardon?
I think you can't go wrong with towels.
Exactly, and especially with their monogram on it or something like that. But I check with the mom, see if they're registered any place. But
okay.
I'd go traditional on this one.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Denise. Thanks for your call.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do, is to help you out on whatever it is that's bothering you. Tom, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Doing today?
Good, well, thanks. How are you?
I called you last week concerning my girlfriend was upset with me and wasn't talking to me, and you advised me to apologize, and I did that. I sent a voicemail to her phone.
Yeah, apologies should probably be in person, but go. Let's. Hopefully, this is going to turn out better than I'm afraid. Go ahead.
Well, Well, you told me that to do that because she wasn't talking to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, I realized that, and I would like to do that, but if you can't get through the door.
All right, so you called.
Do the best I can. Go ahead.
All right, so tell me exactly what you said on the voicemail.
I just apologized for the situation. I asked her to contact me, and I reiterated again that I was very sorry.
Okay. All right, let me just go through this. When you say situation, hopefully you were more specific and took a little more responsibilities than that word would imply. Did you? Tom, before we start on this, my point is not to beat you up here. My point is to help you be effective.
And I realize I'm trying to think.
All right, I'll tell you what. Practice with me. Practice with me right now.
Go ahead.
All right.
Well,
pretend,
I apologize for what happened.
What specifically did you say?
Well, she implied that I was calling her a liar. I asked her a question. She gave me an answer that really didn't pertain.
Right. This is because she was still on the website and you had come off of it.
Yes.
And okay. So as we talked about last week, it was probably the wrong approach to begin with, number one. But number two, that we tend to be most aggressively hurt when someone's gotten pretty close to the bone. I mean, she knew that she'd done that, and she didn't like being called on it. And then that, well, you know, are you calling me a liar is kind of the best defense is a good offense.
Got it.
I mean, but still, if you're going to apologize, hopefully you didn't say things like situation. An apology says, I should not have confronted you on this, that there was a better way for me, you know, I was kind of hurt, that I'd gotten off, you know, I'd gotten off on the online space and you hadn't. But you may have had your reasons, none of which I was able to discover because I made it confrontational. I shouldn't have done that. That's an apology. An apology that says, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, or the situation got out of hand, or, you know, I wish it hadn't been like that. None of those are apologies.
Here's what I wrote. I knew I had it. I was just looking for it.
Okay.
I just said I apologize for deeply hurting you. The truth is I care a tremendous amount for you and want to give us a real chance at working. It would mean a great deal to me if you could talk. I am really sorry. I kept it short.
Okay. I think it's not bad. I probably would have been a little bit more, I shouldn't, you know, that because I think you laid the groundwork, but you didn't actually close the deal, which is, you know, I shouldn't have been confrontational about this. I was just hurt. But I think, I mean, it's not bad. You certainly, the note is much better than what you were remembering.
Right, right.
However, what I would do
is
ask, no, I got it. But asking her to call you means that she has to take the responsibility and it should still fall on your shoulders. So I would, if I had to do it again, which you don't, but we can figure out what to do about changing it a little bit, I would have said, I would love it if you called me, but if not, I'll call you in a week and see if there's anything I can do. All right, now. How long has it been since you left the message?
It'll be a week Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday, today being Monday.
Yes.
Okay. I would wait another day or two, and then I would give her a call back. You don't want to stalk her, but calling back and saying, just, you know, I didn't want the responsibility to fall on your shoulders. I just wanted to call and see if there's anything I could do. And if I haven't heard from you, I'll call you in a couple of weeks. And then
okay.
I think there's not much you can do. Look, if you had run over her cat, don't send me letters, folks. Then I think I have this kind of theory of life that says that the apology has to be commensurate with the insult, right? So if you'd run over a cat saying, Jim, sorry, it's probably not going to do it. And let me sort of figure out. So you want... I at one point we had one of my sponsors was a florist, and we had something called the grovel bouquet, which and it was not inexpensive, but the price tag that was on it was, and the idea was to leave the price tag on it, was double whatever. Let's say the bouquet cost $40,
right.
Let's say, which is not, you know, inexpensive for flowers, but the price tag was like $80, and it was left on it. It said, and it had a little doghouse that said, I'm sorry, and it had flowers and it had a balloon. The idea being that you want somehow, you never want to under-apologize for something, if and you don't want to necessarily sort of, you know, shave your head and rent your clothing for basically saying, how come you didn't get offline? I mean, right. It was not a very tactful thing to do, but it's not the end of the world. And right. If she was looking, and one of the things, Tom, that you and I really didn't look at is if she was looking for a reason to get out of this relationship. And that's certainly a possibility, and the fact that she didn't get offline, the person who controls the relationship is always the person who cares least. And in this particular case, she may be less into you than you are to her. And that's not the end of the world. It's a 3-month relationship. It takes a while to get to know somebody.
Correct.
You now know how to deal with it should something like this ever come up again. But in terms of the future of this relationship, it's really unclear at this moment. I would wait till Wednesday. I would give it a week. And if you can, you can even give it another couple of days. And then I would just call back and say, you know, it occurred to me I should not have left this on your shoulders, that I'm the one who hurt your feelings, and so I'm the one who should make the overture. Would love to talk with you. If I haven't heard from you, I'll call you again in 2 weeks. If you haven't heard from her after you leave this message in another 2 weeks, I would view it as a done deal, as it's gone.
Okay, and that's what I was really calling about.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what I should do, and really.
And the point being that there are two ways to look at this, and hopefully, I mean, no matter how we look at it, there was a different way for you to approach this that would have been smarter.
I understand that.
And yeah, and I know you do, and I'm not belaboring, and I'm just for people who are just hearing this for the first time. But there are the other way of looking at it is from her point of view, which is, look, I like Tom, but, you know, I met somebody else, or, you know, I'm not sure he's the one, or that you're sort of viewing her not taking her name off the website as kind of a sloppiness. But there's another way of looking at it, which was that it was intentional, that she was really figured you might look at it, that this was likely to happen, and she didn't exactly put on her big girl pants, because there are different ways. She certainly could have handled it better, too, of saying, Tom, you're a really great guy, but I've met somebody that I want to pursue, or Tom, you're a really great guy, but I don't think this has much future. Or even when you said, well, how come you're still on the website? Of sort of doing the, are you calling me a liar? I'm just saying, you know what, you're right, and I'm kind of busted, and I'm just not sure what I want to do about this relationship. So she certainly doesn't win any awards on this one, but you now know how to deal with it next time. If I were you, I would give it one more shot, and then whether you want to do another 2 weeks or not, I think enough time goes by, you may look at this and say, yeah, it was great. Don't fall in love with somebody in the first 10 minutes, all right? Give yourself enough time to evaluate what's really going on. Jenny, you'll be next. You get to begin the first hour, and you have as much time as you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.